AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King. Israeli military officials say its troops have recovered bodies from inside Gaza. This is Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner.
Special forces, ground forces, tanks, artillery, in order to seek and find people that may have been killed in the escape or in the exchange by the Hamas terrorists on the Gaza side of the perimeter. And that was the goal of the operation.
Egypt says it'll open a border with Gaza to let humanitarian aid in and to allow people to escape there. American Hanin Okal is trying to get out and rejoin her husband in New Jersey.
My kids are feeling so scared. I had to calm them down and get them distracted all the time. I don't know what's going to happen. But what I know is that I need to be in a safe place, me, my kids. I need to go meet my husband again.
The U.S. has sent a second carrier group to the Eastern Mediterranean. Here's CBS's Linda Kenyon.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan tells CBS's Face the Nation the move is meant to deter surrounding nations from widening the conflict.
There is a risk of an escalation of this conflict, the opening of a second front in the north, and of course of Iran's involvement. That is a risk, and that's a risk that we have been mindful of since the start.
Iran-backed Hezbollah militants in Lebanon have already been firing at Israel, and Israel has been firing back, even as Israel continues to prepare to begin its ground invasion against Hamas in Gaza. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Ohio Republican Jim Jordan wants the job, but not even a GOP majority can guarantee that he will be elected House Speaker. The seat has been vacant for nearly 2 weeks. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells NBC's Meet the Press it's time to get moving.
If I were in the House, I'd vote for Jim Jordan tomorrow. He's a good man, but we need to get a speaker.
Gunshots are probably the last thing anybody expects at a state fair. Tammy Stallcup was near the food court at the Texas State Fair in Dallas when it happened last night.
I mean, it was pop, 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 pop. I mean, it sounds like what you hear gunfire sound like every time you see anything on the news like this.
Police say they arrested the suspect who shot and wounded three people. The injury is non-life-threatening. The fair reopens in about an hour. Taylor Swift's career is as hot as it gets right now. The entertainer did a cameo last night on Saturday Night Live. And now her concert movie is a blockbuster.
People come up to me and they'd be like, you're going to just like do a show with like all the albums in it? And I was like, yeah, it's going to be called the Eras Tour. See you there.
Swift's film has earned nearly $100 million at the box office on its opening weekend. It's had the seventh biggest opening of the year and is already the top grossing concert film of all time in North America. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to Hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Daytime highs approaching 57 this afternoon under overcast skies, north winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 40 tonight, cloudy skies. High of 55 tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Upper 50s Tuesday, warmer Wednesday with highs in the low 60s and showers possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
BYUK. Who knows what he'll talk about today? Even we don't know. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your ass. Is three getting ready for the game? What's up, Earl?
Hey, good morning and welcome to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. Look, man, big game tonight. And
Earl, that was a new opening, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, man. They said nobody knows what you're going to be talking about today, man.
I know. I can tell. That's what the dude said.
Yeah, let me. And they also said in the opening, the news opening earlier, the Raiders are desperate for a win.
We are too.
Does it matter if a team is desperate for a win? You ever been desperate for a win?
Yes. All them times we went down to Dallas and they whooped us, we was desperate to beat them.
So when they say desperate for a win, it means you're willing to do anything.
Just about.
It doesn't always mean that because you're desperate, you're gonna win, though, right?
Right. So you got to put the work in.
You know what I saw
when I was reading? I read some clippings, Earl. You ain't the only one that read clippings.
I didn't say I was, man.
But I saw they talk about putting AJ Dillon on the trade block.
Yeah, I know, but I see. So we talked about this early on, right? Remember back before the season started, and even after the first week, and because AJ Dillon is up for a new contract. And AJ Dillon, they chopping him around. Now, you said, you know the young man. Mm-hmm. He's a talented cat, a good person.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't average 2.7 yards a carry.
Right.
Be a fullback.
They try to feature him a couple times.
I know. And so, as it part of this, Gilbert, is it safe to blame him, man? Because they're blaming the fact that they're not running the ball. The truth of the matter is they're not running the ball because the Aaron Jones ain't been there.
Mark my words. If they trade that dude, watch and see what happens.
He going to do it somewhere else, huh?
He going to do it somewhere else because somewhere else got an offensive line.
But man, you know the Packers. How can you say they don't have an offensive line?
Right now they don't because Detroit exposed that they don't have an offensive line. Well, I'm still stuck on Detroit whooping our tail.
Wait a minute, man. So you keep talking about the Detroit game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at some of these statistics, and right now.
Here you go, y'all.
And right now, Jordan Love has the lowest completion percentage rate in the entire NFL. Are you aware of that?
Probably off of the Detroit game.
That can't be
Remember, he was leading the league in touchdowns before they played Detroit game.
It can't be off of one game. They played four games. And he got the lowest completion percentage. And I said that only because you were talking about the offensive line. Does the offensive line have something to do with him having the lowest percentage of completion? Or is it the play calling by
Matt LaFleur? Well, yeah, some might be a couple plays he should not have called. But then again, if he ain't got time to set up and throw, there's no completion.
Well, so, you know, he throws the ball down the field deep a lot. And that's Matt LaFleur's game. Every now and then he like to air it out.
Well, he's trying to open up the offense here lately.
He's trying to do what?
I was remembering the first two or three games.
Yeah, he was real careful.
Deacon and Duncan. Now he's trying to open it up. You can't open it up if you can't do a five-step drop.
Well, you know, I watched a little football Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And I watched a little college football Saturday. I watched my fair share of football over the weekend.
Did you see them Jayhawks then?
Yeah, I saw a little bit of the Jayhawks, but it was so boring, I turned. I can't get over them red, blue, you know, the uniforms.
Hey, we got to switch them up, man. Did you know that they inducted Tony Sands into the Ring of Honor?
Who's Tony Sands, man?
Tony Sands was probably the shortest running back I ever seen in my life. But he put up one game, he put up 396 yards against the Missouri Tigers in one game.
So he was short, huh?
Yeah, he was shorter than you, Earl, and that's short.
Hey, let me ask you, man. So I brought this up that I watched a lot of football Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. I was watching the lines.
Yeah.
You've been saying this since the beginning.
Yeah.
I watched the Cowboys last night take a beating from the 49ers. Ooh. Now, the Cowboys were supposed to have a great line, offense and
one
defense.
One-star rating. One-star rating Cowboys. They had one-star rating on the side of him.
They gave up 42 points. And the 49ers whipped them.
Dallas got one of the best defenders in Micah Parsons.
Yeah, but the offensive line of the 49ers kept him busy and mm-hmm. kept him off the quarterback. And I said all that to say this, because you just said if Jordan Love doesn't get the blocking that he need, he don't matter. He ain't going to complete too many passes.
He's not.
And,
I haven't met a quarterback yet that does that.
And the running backs aren't going to get too many holes.
Nope, not at all. Ask A.J. Dillon.
I mean, so they're hunting for a running back, the Packers are. Mm-hmm. And is it right what's happened to A.J. Dillon? Or is that how the game goes?
For the most part, the way he runs the ball, you got to move people out of the way. Now, that's where you got to see the difference in Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon. Aaron Jones can make holes. He can pop, 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 make holes. A.J. Dillon is a north and south, down the hill runner that's going to try to hit you in your mouth. Kind of like old boy in Tennessee. What's old boy name in Tennessee?
Yeah, I know who he's talking about.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Just powerful back. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's why Aaron Jones is so elusive and he can do those things. A.J. Dillon ain't, man. You got to open up holes so he can get downhill.
So, and what I will say is he's got to get past the line of scrimmage, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a big back like that, his power comes once he get past the line of scrimmage. He got to get going, right?
Right. Yep, he got to get that momentum going. You got to get them big old tree trunks he got going downhill.
But he can't get started, man. They're on him before he can get to the hole. There's no hole.
Yeah, yeah. So when they say he only getting 2.7 yards per carry, you need to look at the dude opening the hole because they're not taking responsibility. They pointing fingers right now.
Well, the only people pointing the fingers is the coaching staff.
LaFleur.
Yeah, LaFleur. But, okay, so let me ask you. A 1-3 Raider team
is scary.
Playing in at home.
It's scary right now.
Why, man? I don't.
Because that's just like
Devontae Adams now. They still
okay, got him. I'll put it this way, Earl. If you walk in your garage and there's a raccoon in the corner and you boxing him in, you going to go up and say, oh, look at the cute little fella and shake his head, rub him on top of his head. Are you going to do that? That's the same thing about them Raiders right now. You better not go and take them boys lightly.
Well, you know, Packers have had 11 days off. They've been able to heal somewhat. They still got some players in question. Been able to heal somewhat and had time to prepare for the Raiders. Now, the Raiders are desperate. There's no question whatsoever. And you still say, and this is a game the Packers should win.
They should win. If they go down there like this is a business trip.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Like this is a vacation.
But Gilbert, you know that's not going to happen. There's no way any coach in his right mind is not going to have his team up and ready to go after 11 days off.
I've seen it.
You've seen.
I've seen guys take them too lightly and go down there and get spanked.
Did the coaches? So is that on the coach or on the player?
That's on both of them, because you're supposed to do your job. That's just like, remember last week somebody was talking about the fans in the stands. It was too many other colored jerseys in the stands. Who worried about that?
Well, that was the LaFleur.
LaFleur.
Yeah, who said that Packer fans sold the tickets to the Detroit Lions and it was too many Lions in the stands. But, you know. But anyway, listen, we got to go to break. Bill from O'Connor Milwaukee, hang on. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You can join us under the helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. Big game is tonight. We'll be right back.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisor Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. A proud sponsor of Badger Football.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirected. Another fantastic stop.
This
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores! Wow!
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots it, scores!
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Well, what?
I don't know, man. I mean, you know, you got to look.
Hey, man.
You got to look, man.
Hey, man, I don't feel old, man. I really don't, man.
What do you be doing in there, Earl? What do you do?
Well, I do the elliptical. I do some free weights.
You do some free weights. Please, next time you go in there, put a GoPro on. Please.
What's that?
That's when they put that little helmet on top of your hat. I mean, that little camera on top of your hat so you can walk around and make a fool of yourself.
Hey, man. And I do some, you know, do some sit-ups. I think I did about 100 sit-ups.
Who did 100 sit-ups?
Oh, you don't believe that.
Oh, Earl. You lost me now, Earl.
Hey, well, it ain't exactly sit-ups. It's one of those things where you... WAUK.
Yeah. You know what? I like the play. No diggity, no doubt. Play on, play up.
What are you doing with playing with Bill Withers' grandma hands?
Yo, Trey dropped the verse.
What you know about that?
Man, it's going what you down, talking about, Black man? Street, the homies got I want to know what he doing messing up grandma's hands.
What you know about that?
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us.
You heard that, huh?
9-6-7. What do you mean I heard that?
You heard that sample in there, huh?
Hey, man, come on, man.
Earl, you might know something, man. Hey, I thought I was the only person on earth knew that hand.
Hey, man, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. Let's go right to the phone lines and Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Bill. You say what?
Hey, good morning. You know, you guys are more fun than people have a right to be fond of. I love you guys when you talk sports. And by the way, Gilbert, I'm 75. I'm ready to go 15 rounds. Okay?
You ready to go? Well, I'll tell you what, Bill. I want to see you and Earl in the ring. Y'all both about the same age.
Hey, Bill, check this out.
Earl is 0-71, so you might get you one.
Hey, Bill, tell him he's got to get to this age.
That's right. He's got to make grade. Now, if you don't make the cut, you can't get in the ring with me, Gilbert. You can't get in the ring.
So you know that. So, Bill, he's been talking about silver sneakers. I didn't know he knew what silver sneakers was.
Well, I don't think he could put a pair on. I don't think he'd keep up with us. If we put on those silver sneakers, I look over my shoulder, I say, Earl, you see Bill now? Look in my rear view mirror. He's behind us, boys.
So, Bill, what's going on, man? What's going on?
Okay, I want to ask you guys a question on sports, because I coach and I love it, especially football. Do you think we're seeing a new age in the NFL with a lot of young players that got the moxie of all the pros and are ready to go head and head with the pros? And do you see a big shift in coaching? Whatever happened to coaches that can get emotional? Because if you don't get emotional, you can't get into your players. What do you guys think of that?
It's a great question, Bill. We'll let Gilbert answer it on the after. Thank you very much for the call. Gilbert, he's talking about the difference in the players today. Do you see a difference in the players, man, from when you played?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What's that difference, man?
I mean, I'm not saying that they're just a different athlete today, man.
Are they more athletic?
They're more of not all of them, but they're more of gimme instead of I want to work for. You know, some of them are, and then some of them are willing to learn, but are they willing to go far to learn? You see what I'm saying? I mean, if you're teaching a kid to keep his head up when he's tackling, and he's still doing it with his head down, are you doing your job? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but Gilbert, it's you got to admit, these cats, these athletes are more flexible than your guys were. They even linemen, they can move and do things, and maybe that's the techniques, and maybe that's the equipment, Gilbert, that they have today.
But when you look at the NFL today, they are more athletic. I give them that. You know, we were big, powerful dudes.
Yeah, These plotters.
Athletically powerful dudes. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, you ain't gotta be 350 no more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's across the board. But if you're athletically strong and quick, then you can play in this day and age.
So let me ask you something, because I watched their foot speed, even the linemen. Mm-hmm. I was watching the linebackers. I thought the Buccaneers had some dogs as linebackers, and they do.
But
man, not like the 49ers. The 49ers got some linebackers, Gilbert.
49ers got defense, man.
Yeah, so you look at cats like Rashawn Gary.
Yeah.
He can play defensive end, standing up.
Yeah.
And play linebacker.
Linebacker. You know what I'm saying?
At what, 250?
Yeah. I mean, that's how, you know, I mean, if you go back to kind of like my era with the Ray Lewis's and the Patrick Willis.
Yeah, you had a few of them. But they were exceptional.
Yeah, there was exception to the rule. You know what I'm saying? And you look at these type of athletes, you say, could they play in this game today? Them are two guys that could, you know what I'm saying? Because they're strong, quick, fast, and got the attitude to play the game.
Well, you know, Gary and the number, and you look at him, and he's one of those guys, right?
Yes.
He's one of them guys, you got a scheme for him every play, right?
Yes, you got to slide the whole line to him sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Slide or have a back chip or put a tight end over there to double him. You know what I'm saying? You got he can change the blocking scheme quick.
He can change the game. He's a player by himself.
Yeah.
Who can change and destroy any kind of play that they've set up. Been watching him and they knew what he was when they got him, right?
Oh, absolutely. He showed them when they drafted him what they was going to do with him. You know, you see what I'm saying?
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right. The environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead. Ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-botted dad to eat more plants. For the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with the link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Daytime highs approaching 57 this afternoon under overcast skies, north winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 40 tonight, cloudy skies. High of 55 tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Upper 50s Tuesday, warmer Wednesday with highs in the low 60s and showers possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57.
Yeah. It's the there you go, Calvin. Fashion is smashing hits. Hey. Hey. They call him the God right there. Hey. Come on, Earl. You don't know nothing about that.
No, I don't, man. I got to admit, I don't know anything about that.
That's straight New York City right there.
You know, he's kind of got a nice beat, man.
Don't do that. Don't do that, Earl. You look like you're having convulsions. Don't do that.
With the grave digger on the Earl Ingram Show. So Gilbert, yeah. I watched the Cowboys last night.
Why would you do that?
Well, I mean, come on, man. It was billed as one of the best games of the year.
I knew that wasn't going to be no best games of the year.
How'd you know that?
Because the Cowboys, they got the one-star rating. They ain't right. They can't get right team.
I saw your boy.
What's his name? Who loved them Cowboys so much? Skip Bayless.
Yeah.
I saw him walk to the garbage can and threw Dak Prescott jersey away.
So let me ask you something, man.
Threw it away.
Jerry Jones thought this was going to be the year for the Cowboys. He spent a lot of money, as he always does.
Jerry Jones old, you know.
Huh?
He old now. He ain't got no sense.
Well, how much longer is he going to continue, you know, with Dak? And well, just because
well, you see who they went out and got, though,
yeah, they got the young boy from 49ers.
Yeah. Trey something, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but come on, he's not Dak Prescott. You can't blame the game on Dak Prescott. When somebody scores 42 points, Dak Prescott threw three interceptions yesterday.
So you couldn't blame that on him?
Hey, Gilbert, what you say about the line? The 49ers, they were on him.
Dallas got a pretty good line, though.
I'm telling you.
But the 49ers defense line was better.
Yeah, well, look, you know, football starts there.
Up front,
and
baby.
It starts there and it ends there. Up front. And it's like I told you, that's why I was watching, you know, in watching those college games as well as the pro games, the domination, you can't, I don't care what your scheme is.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't get the blocking, you can't do anything. I don't care how great the quarterback is.
There you go.
If there's no blocking, there's not much he can do. So having
tell him, Reverend Earl. Tell him, Reverend Earl.
So having said all of that, Gilbert, the Packers and Bakhtiari.
Ah.
The fifth knee surgery. Man, when is enough enough?
If they're going to keep paying you, you keep playing.
Well, they got to keep paying them anyway, right? Because it's contract guaranteed, right?
Yeah, I don't know about guaranteed. His bonus is guaranteed.
Oh, so in the NFL, your salary's not guaranteed.
No, where you get that from? Well, the only person that's guaranteed is the coach, and he ain't played a down yet. So, and his whole contract is guaranteed.
So the NFL, the most difficult of all sports, in Major League Baseball, the contract is guaranteed. In basketball
too.
Contract is guaranteed. In football, it's not.
Nope. Because we're too expendable.
Yeah, so after this is his fifth knee surgery, Gilbert, it's safe to say his career's probably over.
It's winding down because if he can't play a full season, you know, that's going to be the knock on him. Ain't nobody going to want to get him, man.
Yeah, but it also means that the Packers had counted on him.
Oh yeah.
And so it's safe to say,
let's be honest, when Bakhtiari is healthy, he's one of the best left tackles in football. Period. Bar none.
But he hasn't been healthy for the last 3 years.
There you go.
Okay, so now that's the cat. He was the left tackle, right?
Yeah.
So number 74, I keep forgetting his name.
Jenkins.
So Jenkins is going to move over to left tackle, you think?
No.
Well, who protects left tackle protects the blind side of the quarterback.
Right. So, and you know what? You can't just take a dude and plop him in on the left side. You can't do that. You got to put some time in and earn that left side. You know what I'm saying? You can't just, unless you're an exceptional athlete that can play left and right like that, you got to earn the right to play the left tackle, man. Left tackle is lead dog.
So I understand that. But the Packers, I got to see who their backup left tackle is.
I don't know. Some dude.
I know, but you can't have some dude, you know, protecting the backside of your quarterback.
Well, until they go out and get that real dude, he's some dude. I'm just saying.
I'm looking this up. Calvin, you can do it better than I can, quicker. Who is the backup left tackle for the Green Bay Packers? Because, you know.
He wear a crazy number too. Was it 60 or something like that?
Well, by now you would think we would know his name because he would have been around a while.
No, you might not want to know his name, because if we know his name, then that means he's giving up sacks.
Who is it, Calvin?
The starting left tackle on the depth chart is now Rasheed Walker.
I've never heard of that. Him.
What's his number, Calvin?
He wears number 63.
How long has he played, Calvin?
He was drafted in 2022, so this is his second year.
Well, that means trouble for the backside of Jordan Love, Gilbert. Is it safe to say that? Second year?
Yeah, second year. I mean, yeah.
Because
I don't know nothing about the guy.
Huh?
I don't know nothing about
the guy. And the reason that that's so important is they're only in game four of a 17-game season, and he's a second-year man who has got to learn on the job.
Yeah, is he a legitimate? That's the question. Is he a legitimate left tackle, or they plopped him in there? That's what you got to ask yourself.
Let me ask you, and our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Gilbert, our teams aren't normally in game four of the season looking to make any trades. It's early for any team to think about making trades, right?
No, around by October, mid-October, stuff like that. It's customary.
Well, the reason I'm saying that is to bring in, let's say, a new left tackle. And maybe the schemes on all of this is basically, you know, terminology from team to team. I mean, you know, you can only do so many different things when it's blocking. So maybe they can go out and get a guy that they can plug into that spot to take Bakhtiari's spot.
Maybe now that's why A.J. Dillon is expendable. You know what I mean? I don't know. To go out to get a good left tackle, you got to give up a good player.
Oh, no question. No question. You know what I mean? Yeah, but let me then ask you this, Gilbert, because Aaron Jones is back, and we'll see. Because I know he's going to show out tonight. And so they talked about the fact before the season started that they couldn't keep Aaron Jones, that they would not be able to afford him before the season started because he charged too much money against the cap. Mm. You think they're rethinking that now?
I would hope so.
Because they almost can't win without him.
No, they can't win without him. He's an integral part of the offense. Heck no, they can't win without him. They better rethink that.
Let's go to Sharky in Racine. Hey, good morning to you, my friend Sharky. How you doing?
I'm doing good, gentlemen, and I love your show. And Mr. Gilbert, thank you for this. And so I have to remind you, about 20-plus years ago, you came into Sturtevant. And there was a function there, and Sturtevant, there was a motorcycle shop, I believe it was, and you were present.
Little Scotty Scooters.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, Little Scotty Scooters, yeah.
Yeah, it was great. And so my boys were there, so my two boys and their dear friend, who's a police officer, but you were so kind to talk with my boys and my boy's a friend, and you asked them good questions. You presented yourself very professionally, and we had fun. They were smiles, and then you pulled out four tickets for the game that coming week, and their eyes were as big as the moon, and I want you to know I appreciate that.
Oh, no problem, man. No problem.
Really? He did.
Earl, you see that, Earl?
Sharky, he did that for your boys?
He did.
You know he hasn't ever pulled out one, ticket for me even to go get a hot dog.
Hey, Sharky, the kids are cute. This dude over here.
Well, I would, you know what I'd like to do here is I'd like to get a video between you and him and watch it with that tick in your hands, just about ready to break one loose for Earl. So that would be a fun one. I'm going to put money on you know who.
What do they say? When pigs fly, hey, Sharky, thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. You know, Gilbert, man, you've done a lot of great things, man, philanthropically. You know, I laugh and joke a lot of about you, but your legacy of working with young people, and not just you, man. You know, you talked about you were gone this entire weekend, as always, and where were you at?
Lacrosse.
You were in Lacrosse. And you were doing the thing that you do, serving people. And you had some of your boys with you.
Yeah, I had a bunch of them clowns with me this weekend. I had about 11, 12 of them.
And so you guys move around the state and you give joy to people. What is that like, man? I mean, you played the football game. You were on the field. And you know, people love you and from, you know, what you did on the football field and the cheers and all that. But what is it like, man, to be close to people and what you feel and get to feel with those people who cheered for you on the field?
It's awesome. It's awesome in so many ways, man, because now the fans get to come up to you and they tell you their stories. You know, I don't know how many dogs and cats that I was named after, you know, how many times the dad jumped out the chair when I did the grave digger or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So it's amazing to hear those stories, man. And you know what's crazy about it, Earl? I've yet to sit down and really watch some of our games just to go back and hear the announcers talk about you and stuff. And, you know, it's a treat now to go sit down somewhere and watch the games that we played, because now you can see it from a fan's perspective.
You know, man, awesome. I want to, when we come back, I want to, you know, who is Gilbert Brown, right? We knew who the gravedigger is. We know that. But what is it about you that you go all over, sit down with kids and gray-haired cats like me, and had the patience to deal with people?
You ain't lying.
Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Under the Helmet with Gilbert Brown, a.k.a. the Gravedigger, on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Buck Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs.
And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
On FM, WAUK.
You.
Yeah. All right, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. On the Earl Ingram Show, and let's go back to the phone lines and CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl and Mr. Gravedigger. The only time I like saying that is to you because talking to the Gravedigger is kind of scary, if you know what I mean.
Well, go ahead.
Well, thank you, guys. I really enjoy your show. Usually I'm arguing with Earl, but I got to tell you, we lost this past weekend a legend, an opponent for the Packers.
Dick Butkus.
I don't know if you had a chance. Remember him like Ray Nitschke because we love watching you guys. It's all of our guys' dreams to someday to – you know, to play in Lambeau Field or a Soldier's Field. Anyways, I just appreciate what you guys do. It is a sport. It is a business. And, you know, longevity. I'm wondering how your health is, Mr. Gravedigger, because, you know, you guys take a beating for a long time, and we've seen – former players who have trouble even walking, and you know, you hear about Bacciari having his fifth knee surgery, and you know, it's not easy to do what you guys do and put it all out there and then, you know, spend the rest of your lives hopefully healthy.
So, hey CJ, we got you, anyways, man. Thank you very much for the call. Gilbert, he mentioned Dick Butkus, and did you ever meet Dick Butkus?
I have not.
But you met Ray Nitschke.
I have.
That's Dick Butkus. He and Dick Butkus are one and the same. Same kind of players. And
I've heard and I have seen the intensity that man has. And it's, I mean, just being a human being, it's a sorely lost man.
Yeah.
But even in the football world, you know what I'm saying? When you can cross those two things, icon in both things, a human being and a football player, you've done something good.
So let me do this, man. Who is Gilbert Brown? Not the Grave Digger. You know, it's Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. Mm. But who is Gilbert Brown, man? What makes you get up every morning? What makes you tick?
I'm a mama's boy, man. If I don't make my mama proud, I ain't doing nothing right. That's how I live my life. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know. Sometimes you can't be, when you go out that door, you ain't looking for something. Don't go out looking for something. Go out and do something. That's me. Plain and simple. I ain't looking for nothing for nobody, but I'm gonna go out and do something. That's what I'm trying to do.
Have you always been a giver, from before you became a star? I mean, that's the person, that's who you are underneath all the other things, underneath the Grave Digger. Your servant.
Absolutely.
Your servant.
Absolutely. I even give stuff to people I don't even like. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to give them something so you can leave you alone.
So when are you going to give me a good football ticket so I can leave you alone?
I'm going to give you one, Earl. Just wait.
Okay.
2029. I'm going to see.
Hey, but Gilbert, there's serving people, man. Money can't buy that, can it?
No, man. It's the smiles of those kids, man. Because, like, my foundation does 159 different children's charities. To see those kids smile, that's all it's about, man. You know what I'm saying? All them times you was with me and we did all those free camps in Milwaukee, man.
Yeah.
See them kids smile, man. You know, that's what it's all about, man.
You know, man, seeing children who are only that, man, right? They don't know about the horrible things in life, right? They don't know about the fact that sometimes, you know, they live in areas and don't get fair opportunities and may not ever get a fair opportunity at life. But when they're children, they don't know any of those things.
No. But some of those children are forced to make decisions at a young age that they shouldn't be making decisions on, Earl. That's what I'm talking about. You see what I'm saying? And that's a shame. But it has to be, or they ain't going to make it.
Sometimes the only thing, like many of those kids today who you're dealing with, they don't know, they didn't watch you play. They know that you play pro football.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that you take the time out. A pro football player, a cat they look up to, right? They look up to all pros, man. You know, they don't know the character of the guy, but they know he's a pro athlete. And unfortunately, all pro athletes don't have the same character. Is it safe to say that?
Absolutely, Earl. Absolutely. You got cats out here that say, I'm not a role model, but you are. But you are. You know, you got to accept that. Everything you do, you got to accept because somebody's emulating you. You got to accept that.
Well, you know, man, between you and Leroy Butler, and I've heard of a lot of Green Bay Packers, but I can't think of two from kind of like that same era who do as much as the two of you do. You know, I mean, I just don't, man.
Earl, we love our community, but we ain't from that community.
I know.
We still love it. And we try to do the best we can in that community. You know what I'm saying? And I tip my hat off to Leroy and George Kuntz and Donald Drive and all these boys. But
oh, yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? It's your environment that you grew up in. It's so similar to the environment that you're in.
Yeah.
Why not give back?
And you guys were able to escape it. And some will never escape it. And so
thank God for football, Earl. Thank God for football, because my mama couldn't send me to college.
Listen, man, it's unfortunate that the time has run out. But we will see you again on
you sped the time up, Silver Sneaker.
Hey, when you see me, you're gonna
still look like the same.
No, man, I'm pumping iron. I'm pumping iron now.
You're pumping forks.
we gotta get out of here, man. I'll see you next Monday under the helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Eagle Show.
Likewise. Tell Big Sandy I said what's up.
All right, man. We'll see you guys later. Gotta go to a break. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown.
If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up